This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome, folks, to our Sunday program.
Make our own whiskey and our own.
I'm James Kelso, and we have 3 hours, three glorious hours today to take your phone calls, talk about the Trump phenomenon and the American Freedom Party, the sponsor of this program, which is entitled to the American Freedom Party Report. And I haven't had much chance in recent weeks to ask you to take a look at the American Freedom Party website. That's a long URL, but it's kind of easy to remember, theamericanfreedomparty.us, theamericanfreedomparty.us. I think you'll like the website. I think you'll like some of the things that folks like Director Dr. Kevin B. McDonald have to say, Dr. Tom Sunick, a director, International Advisor Paul Fromm, who's a frequent co-host with me on this show, Foreign Secretary role being taken by aforementioned Dr. Tom Sunick. Attorney William Daniel Johnson is our chairman. I think you're going to like the articles and the videos by these gentlemen, and that might interest you sufficiently to become a member. It's not a big step. $25 a year makes you a member of the American Freedom Party. And the of course, I love the appeal that Mike Rivera is making for Republic Broadcasting. You'll hear that at some point during this show. I hope more than once. Mike Rivera makes an excellent appeal and gives you the logic as to why you should put the Republic Broadcasting Network in your Patriot donation program for whatever amount fits your economic circumstances. Well, let's see. I'll throw a few things out there for you to think about that you might want to talk about at our call-in number, which is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And so far in today's show, I am hosting solo here right now. We may be joined later by Paul from Canada or George from Maryland. Something that, just a few things I want to cover here. I definitely want to make a mention of Donald Trump's really great talk in Miami before a large group of folks, among whom plenty, I think, are Cuban Americans. And boy, were they enthusiastic about what Donald Trump was issuing as an order vis-a-vis Cuba, completely changing. Canceling Barack Obama's pathetic lickspittle approach towards Raul Castro and to the communist regime there. Of course, not surprising, Barack Hussein Obama is a communist. And that's real easy to say. That's not like a hard thing to determine. Isn't that amazing? That America elected a communist as its president, also a a person of questionable citizenship, questionable fathering. We don't know really know who his dad is. Was it Barack Hussein Obama Sr.? It kind of looks like it was Frank Davis. And what else can we say about Barack Hussein Obama? Well, to go from that to electing Donald Trump is a real case of whiplash. A wonderful 180 degree turnaround. How did we pull it off? Who knows? It's an amazing, amazing thing. And the, you want to, another thing I'll talk about after we, the Cuban announcement was very good. Something related is how do populations elect someone like a Barack Obama and then turn around and elect a Donald Trump? How does that happen? And I'm going to examine that question as regards our European cousins, because a very interesting poll was just released. We have to put the caveat in there that, you know, it's one of these polls out of the mass media, and I prefer the Breitbart term, the legacy media, because mass media is a little bit misleading as a term now. They aren't so mass anymore. They're audience share and their numbers and their finances are declining precipitously. So I like Breitbart's terminology, the legacy media. Anyway, there's a legacy media poll out there, Pew Research. And on the assumption, dangerous as it may be, that it's accurate, I want to look at the numbers in that poll. And they show some interesting things that are not that encouraging, actually, I don't think. Maybe you'll take another spin on it. But the this poll is one in which the populations, a large selection of people, I think over 100,000 people were interviewed concerning their attitudes towards the European Union in about 9 different European nations, France, Germany, Italy, Spain, the Netherlands, Sweden, I think, was interviewed. I think Hungary's in there. Greece is in there. And their attitude towards the EU, their attitude towards leaving the EU, their attitude towards Britain's choice to leave, Brexit. I think there are about 9 separate polls. They're pretty interesting. For me, they're discouraging. I would have been much happier if the polls showed great support across Europe for leaving the EU. Now, that support actually might be there, and these polls might be a big fat lie. So, well, you know, something that we do need, I don't think it's here yet, we need somebody like Breitbart to set up a polling organization. Breitbart has, in fact, made itself into a de facto news agency. I think the next step will be wonderful when they have the horsepower to put out their own polls. But in the meantime, we've got to use things like Gallup and Pew and people like that. Let's listen, go back to this starting point here of the what Donald Trump just did vis-a-vis Cuba, Cuban Americans, and the Cuban people themselves. Here he is. We'll put in a couple of minutes of his comments here. You're going to see Mike Pence is introducing him, and the crowd is going wild, so we'll have to listen to a probably extended applause. Here we go. This is in Miami this weekend. I might comment, an elegant-looking crowd. The men are in fine-looking suits. The women are in fine-looking dresses. I think this crowd is maybe entirely Cuban-Americans in Miami, but they sure are on fire for our president.
does it.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you very much. It's a great honor. And thank you to my truly great friend, Vice President Mike Pence. He's terrific. And thank you to Miami. We love Miami. Let me start by saying that I'm glad Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and I, along with a very talented team, were able to get Otto Warmbier back with his parents. What's happened to him is a truly terrible thing, but at least the ones who love him so much can now take care of him and be with him. Also, my dear friend, Steve Scalise, took a bullet for all of us. And because of him and the tremendous pain and suffering he's now enduring, he's having a hard time, far worse than anybody thought. Our country will perhaps become closer, more unified, so important. So we all owe Steve a big, big thank you. And let's keep the Warmbier family and the Scalise family and all of the victims of the congressional shooting in our hearts and prayers. And it was quite a day, and our police officers were incredible, weren't they? They did a great job. Good job. And let us all pray for a future of peace, unity, and safety for all of our people. Thank you. And for Cuba. I am so thrilled to be back here with all of my friends in Little Havana.
I love the guy. This guy has the common touch. He said Cuba the way he says China. He said Cuba. He is not shy. And His fake Spanish accent there with Little Havana. I've been in, I met Ron Paul in Little Havana, and right there in Miami, and Coral Gables, and here he goes. And this crowd, I love it. These folks love Donald Trump.
I love it. I love this city. And what are the big thank you? Thank you. Now, this is an amazing community. The Cuban-American community is so much love. I saw that immediately. Thank you, darling. Oh, do I love you, too. What you've built here, a vibrant culture, a thriving neighborhood, the spirit of adventure is a testament to what a free Cuba could be. And with God's help, a free Cuba is what we will soon achieve.
Free Cuba. And notice, folks, that what he just said, very important, Donald Trump, a free Cuba. Imagine those words coming out of the mouth of Barack Obama. Impossible. It never could never occur. He couldn't say those words. He would gag before he would say those words. Communist Cuba for Barack Hussein Obama is just fine.
And I don't even mind that it's 110 degrees up here. This room is packed. You know, it wasn't designed for this. I'd like to thank the fire department. We are delighted to be joined by so many friends and leaders of our great community. I want to express our deep gratitude to a man that's really become a friend of mine. And I want to tell you, he's one tough competitor. Senator Marco Rubio. Great guy. He is tough. Man.
Now, this is remarkable, folks. If you remember the primary season, Donald Trump and Marco Rubio were not hugging each other. They were in the mud, kicking and biting. So I won't even bring to your mind the things they called each other. But I like this. I like Donald Trump being able to feel the love. And I'll tell you what, after you hear what he says here to this Cuban-American crowd, I don't know what the number will be, but maybe add 250,000 votes in Florida in 2020. You fill in the number. Cuban-American community in Florida is big, and it's very powerful. And Donald Trump needs Florida in 2020. We need Donald Trump to win Florida. It'll be the same. It'll be a deja vu all over again. He's got to carry Pennsylvania. He's got to carry Florida. The campaigning's going on right now, right here.
He is tough, and he's good, and he loves you. He loves you. And I listened to another friend of mine, Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart, and I'll tell you, I loved what he said, and I appreciated, Mario, I appreciated what you said so much. In fact, I was looking for Mario. I wanted to find him. They said he was on stage. I almost dragged him off the stage to thank him, but now I'm thanking you anyway. Thank you, Mario. That was great. Really appreciate it. And I also want to thank my good friend and just a man who was of tremendous support in the state of Florida for being with us, Governor Rick Scott.
Wow, they're all there. Rubio, Diaz-Balart.
Great job. He's doing a great job.
They're all right there. This is an important meeting.
Oh, I hope he runs for the Senate. I know I'm not supposed to say that. I hope he runs for the Senate. Rick, are you running? Huh? Huh? I don't know. Marco, let's go. Come on, we got to get him to... I hope he runs for the Senate. We're deeply honored to be joined by amazing veterans of the Bay of Pigs.
Boy, you'd never hear that from Barack Obama.
It's a great people. Amazing
people. Bay of Pigs veterans.
I have wonderful memories from our visit during the campaign. That was some visit. That was right before the election. I guess it worked, right? Boy, Florida as a whole and this community that supported us like by tremendous margins, and we appreciate it. But including one of the big honors, and that was the honor of getting the Bay of Pigs Award just before the election. And it's great to be gathered in a place named for a true hero of the Cuban people, and you know what that means. I was also looking forward to welcoming today two people.
We'll be back with more of this. Stay tuned.
We
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning us in. You're listening to the American Freedom Party Report. And I'm James Kelso. The show is live, and we welcome your phone calls at 800-313-9443. We're listening to a little audio of Donald Trump in Miami on June 16th. And he is in front of a very elegant-looking large crowd of, I think, overwhelmingly Cuban Americans. From their response to what he has to say about his policy towards Cuba, the governor, Rick Scott, is there. Marco Rubio, the senator, is there, and Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart is also there. So a very powerful audience. Let's listen to something he has to say. I want to cut right to this. Let me go to it. Where is it? Let me find it. He doesn't, this is so different from Barack Obama. He says the truth about Cuba, about the nightmare of Fidel Castro. Let me see if I can't find the, where is the audio I was looking for here? It's at 9 minutes into the audio. And don't tell me I've kind of lost it here. Here it is. Here it is. I'm sure this is it. Yeah, I found it. All right, listen, here we go. I don't think I messed it up. Here it is. It's going to be at nine minutes. Here it is. I got it. All right, Donald Trump, and this is, here he goes.
Finally, I want to recognize everyone in the audience who has their own painful but important story to tell about the true and brutal nature of the Castro regime. Brutal. We thank the dissidents, the exiles, and the children of Operation Peter Pan. You know what that means.
There you go. So I just wanted to get that in. Again, unimaginable that Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton or any of those people would ever say truth like that about the Castro regime, about the communist regime in Cuba, which is still an absolutely totalitarian nation and still needs to be freed. He made the reference there to the Bay of Pigs. How many of you in our audience were alive when the Bay of Pigs took place? That's quite a memory. April 17th, 1961. And boy, were things different then. That was an amazing thing to remember, an amazing thing to witness. Over 1,400 paramilitary divided into five infantry battalions and one paratroop battalion assembled in Guatemala before setting out for Cuba by boat on April 13th, 1961. This is with the new President John Kennedy. 2 days later, on April 15th, eight U.S.-supplied B-26 bombers attacked Cuban airfields and then returned to the U.S. On April 16th, the main invasion landed at a beach named Playa Girón in the Bay of Pigs. It initially overwhelmed the local revolutionary militia. Then Castro took personal control of the counterattack. As the U.S. involvement became apparent to the world, John Kennedy decided against providing further air cover for the invasion. As a result, the operation only had half the forces deemed necessary. The original plan devised during Dwight D. Eisenhower's presidency had required both air and naval support. On April 20th, the invaders surrendered after only 3 days, with the majority being publicly interrogated and put into Cuban prisons. So there you go. That was the Bay of Pigs. And a bunch of the survivors of the Bay of Pigs were in the audience listening to Donald Trump that you heard just a moment ago. 118 of Brigade 2506 were killed. 360 of those men were wounded and 1,202 captured. Two American B-26 bombers were shot down. Let's go to a caller here. I hope I don't want to keep you waiting. Ken in Fort Worth, Texas. Ken, you're on the air.
Why don't the United States sell refrigerators, air conditioners, sofas, chairs, cars to Cuba. Pay the cash out, and we'll ship it down there to you. All they're doing is hurting us, that's all. They're boycotting us. We could be selling products to them that had no value just except for the people living there, you know.
Okay, well, Ken, I think I'm trying to get the drift of your question or of your statement. I think from Trump's point of view, the key that he would like to see, he mentioned two things. He mentioned peace for the people of Cuba, and then he also mentioned freedom for the people of Cuba. So Donald Trump would like to see, he does not want a policy that strengthens the hand of the communist dictatorship of that country. He wants a policy that strengthens the hand of freedom fighters and the forces, people underground and so on. He mentioned, we didn't hear it here, but earlier in the talk, he mentioned that there were people who were trying to get to this talk in Miami who were not allowed out of Cuba by the Cuban government when they became aware that they were going to participate in the Trump event. So
make Cuba a state.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Make Cuba a state. One of our
states. United?
Sure.
Well, no, I mean, I don't...
I'm not going to get said as long as there's no bad guys down there causing trouble.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know if your statements are facetious. I can't tell, Ken. What do you think about the communist... Let me ask you. What do you think about the communist dictatorship of Cuba?
Bad.
It's bad. Okay. Should it be overthrown?
Well, hey, we're dealing with China. They're communist China's over, and we buy their stuff all the time. What's the difference?
Okay. We're also dealing with
China.
We deal with communist China. We deal with communist Cuba. Okay, well,
right.
But we're not in any way in favor of the dictatorship in China, nor are we in favor. I'm talking in Donald Trump's terms here, not Obama. Obama's very much in favor of those communist dictatorships, and so is Hillary Clinton. But the dealing with them is just a matter of reality. Wishing that the people of those countries could have elections and could have freedom and could have peace and freedom from police state. That's the Trump
sounds
policy.
Good.
Yeah.
It sounds good. But I can't see how it's going to hurt. The only thing that hurts us is that we could be selling them refrigerators and cars and chairs and sofas and tables and anything like that that has nothing to do with war material.
Okay, well, Donald Trump addressed that in his talk to the Cuban Americans. He said the embargo of Cuba will continue under my presidency, and the idea behind that embargo is that it is a way to weaken the communist regime. And of course, good men could differ on whether that policy achieves that goal, but the goal is good: is to weaken the Fidel Castro and now the Raul Castro regime, weaken the communist dictatorship, and restore the Cuban people to some freedom.
Yeah, it'd be nice, but I think it hurts us more than it does them.
Well, the paramount matter is the freedom of the people, not their or our prosperity, and not whether there are trade deals to be made and so on. Paramount is their freedom. And by the way, this is one of the things I love about Donald Trump, is that the things he wants for our people, peace and freedom, he wants for everybody in the world. He is a peace candidate.
You know, Ted Cruz's dad came from Cuba. He came to our 9/12 project meeting in Fort Worth one day, and I asked him, I said, how did you get out of that workers' paradise down there? I talked to him, but he got out. And he come over here, and I guess he authored the book about his son, Ted.
Well, yeah, I mean, a whole population of anti-communist, the original large migration from Cuba was made up of largely of anti-communists who were at the losing end of Fidel Castro's revolution, his communist revolution. And in many ways, it was a racial war as well. The people who left Cuba were overwhelmingly white, and they, you know, Castro's forces were largely non-white. So that's kind of a little reported aspect of the Cuban Revolution, is it, in many ways it was a racial fight, and the Castro's forces won. So, you know, in a whole lot, Yep. Yes.
They went round and round and said that Ted Cruz's dad knew Lee Harvey Oswald. Well, maybe he did. I mean, a lot of people knew Lee Harvey Oswald when he was down in New Orleans, you know, prior to that. I mean, I should like to hear him tell me how he knew him, and I don't blame him for that. I mean, how's he going to know
what's going to happen? Ken, you bring up another example of Donald Trump showing his skill at being a negotiator and at being a deal maker and somebody who can relate to people. Is that in the campaign, I talked about how Marco Rubio and Donald Trump were kicking and scratching in the mud during the campaign. Well, Ted Cruz and Donald Trump were also mud wrestling during the campaign. And
yeah. You think Dennis Rodman saved the world?
Well, but hang on, let me finish the point, which is that part of that mud wrestling was that Donald Trump, there was a National Enquirer front cover and a whole big issue where they talked about, they made the charge that Ted Cruz's dad was a pro-Castro agitator and linked to Lee Harvey Oswald. Well,
I don't think it was.
Well,
I talked to him over here in Fort Worth.
But hang on, we'll get to Rodman later. But I want to clarify this. That was what the National Enquirer put out, and then that came up in the primary. Donald Trump made a reference to that issue of the National Enquirer, to that subject matter, and Ted Cruz was very offended by that. You know, understandably, I don't know what the truth of the matter is, but if it's not true, then Ted Cruz had good reason to be very offended in such a way, in fact, to maybe never be willing to speak to Donald Trump again. But what I'm saying is they have buried the hatchet. Ted Cruz has done some good things in the Senate, backing up Donald Trump. So has Marco Rubio. And all this will have to come together. This is a point I made in a few shows ago, that we as white folks, we've got to stick together. Come 2020, this will be true again. It isn't going to be a cakewalk in 2020. Donald Trump will have to fight and scramble to win the presidency again in 2020. The Democrats will have the same dirty tricks. The same nastiness that they had in 2016. Maybe it'll even be worse. The demographic tide will not yet have turned around for us, so we'll be probably a couple of million votes further in the hole in terms of making America great again. So Donald Trump being down in Miami and locking up the Cuban-American vote, very smart thing going into 2020. Getting Marco Rubio on board, very smart thing. Getting Governor Rick Scott on board. Yeah.
I told Ted Cruz to take the McCarthy pills. Do you think that Dennis Rodman has saved the world?
No, I don't know. I saw the only thing I didn't read what was going on there. I mean, Rodman is obviously, you know, I'm sure he's still the goofy person he was the last time I ever read a story about him, but I saw him handing a copy of The Art of the Deal to one of the North Korean dictators.
Yeah. He's out there watching basketball games, and maybe he's calming things down.
Well, you know, stranger things have happened, so, you know, I don't know. I was more substantially interested when I saw Rand Paul opening boxes of Donald Trump's Art of the Deal and handing them out to the Freedom Caucus of the House of Representatives. Let's see, that was I don't remember the exact date that that was happening. I do kind of remember the date. That was before the vote on repealing Obamacare. And Rand Paul was handing out copies of The Art of the Deal. This is another example. The relationship between Rand Paul and Donald Trump, not so good during the primary. And understandable, Donald Trump had to beat these guys to become president. He had to, and so in his style of fighting, it's, you know, it's pretty aggressive. So with Rand Paul, he took a few shots at Rand Paul. I think he offended Ron Paul, and I hope that Ron comes back too. But I'm very proud of Rand Paul that he came back. Rand Paul at some point realized, hey, I'm going to forget about Donald Trump making fun of my hair, my haircut, which that's not so bad. And then I'm going to forget about Donald Trump saying I shouldn't be on this debate stage, which Donald Trump said. He let bygones.
Donald Trump said when Rubio would go on stage, he put on makeup. He said to put him on with a trowel.
These are pretty inflammatory things that Donald Trump said, so I don't want to really recreate them. But people, you know, if you remember, you remember. These guys made fun of each other. But Rand Paul has done the right thing. And Donald Trump has called Rand Paul a great man and saluted him. So going into 2020, look at 2016. Donald Trump won. After all that mud wrestling with Marco Rubio, who was very popular and actually was at one point the front runner for the Republican nomination, all that mud wrestling with Ted Cruz, who was also a front runner and very popular with the evangelical community. And Rand Paul, of course, has a massive army behind him. Ron Paul's Campaign for Liberty has at times, according to the Campaign for Liberty, numbered 600,000 members. That's a bigger patriot organization than anybody else has got. I don't know how big it is now. That's a huge army behind Ron and Rand Paul. And so going into 2020, if Marco and Donald Trump are feeling the love, and Ted Cruz and the president are feeling the love, and Rand Paul and Donald Trump are feeling the love, boy, are we way ahead of the curve. We don't have to go through a brutal primary season with, you know, 13 debates with these guys savaging each other. Instead, we can have Donald Trump savaging instead whoever the Democrats put forward as their candidate in 2020.
When Donald Trump came to Fort Worth, all the TV cameras were watching him. He comes out, takes a bottle of water and throws it on the floor. Like, what are you going to do about that? It was too funny.
Texas voted right in this election, and you guys will have to vote right again in 2020. So,
did you see that Mad Magazine cover, new one?
No, I haven't.
He's sitting at his desk, and his daughter behind him, and Alfred E. Newman sitting next to him. Sometimes they come up with some funny stuff.
Yeah,
hey,
no, I haven't.
Go on the internet and put in Donald Trump cartoons, pro and con. Some funny stuff out there.
Yes. Well, I think Donald Trump is at his very best when, in fact, he is. He's tremendous at humor. And the Democrats have shifted. They were engaged in some humor for a while, but they have shifted to viciousness and outright murderousness. So that's, you know, really gotten bad. And I hope that boomerangs on the Democrats, that this nastiness will be perceived by the great middle of America as being the nastiness that it is, and it will boomerang on them. But it's not going to be, you know, what Donald Trump said in 2016, this is our last chance. He meant it, and he was right. I believe he was right. And when we get to 2020, we're going to be right about there again. It'll be a similar situation. The numbers, the Democrats, you know, I don't think Donald Trump can count on anything like an easy win. in 2020.
So maybe you noticed, like back in the 80s and the 70s, and you could find information from the Birch Society, American Free Press, and but how many people could you actually inform? Not a whole lot. Now you got the internet, and the conspiracy was kind of laying in the bushes. They didn't say a whole lot about it. But now you can go on the internet, you can hunt stuff. Now they're getting nasty. They know more people are getting smarter by the day, and they can't stand it.
Yes.
That's too bad.
The internet. Let's see. I kind of made a list of my favorite things that have happened to us. The internet and Donald Trump are maybe one and two. Two best things that have happened to us. Donald Trump
What to do.
Yes.
They're in a panic. Alex Jones is going to be on NBC tonight. Now, I don't know what they're going to cut out, but anyway, he's finally becoming somebody. And
yes.
I talked on the radio before Alex Jones come along. But anyway, Alex Jones is out there, doing it, and that's glad, I'm glad he is, right or wrong.
Yeah, when is the Jones interview scheduled?
I don't know, tonight sometime. I think it's NBC tonight sometimes.
Yeah, Megyn Kelly show, and I don't know whether they...
I don't know what...
I hope they air it. I hope they do air it.
Are they going to air it favorably or unfavorably? Alex Jones is recorded for his own, he put on YouTube so you can see what actually said.
Yep.
What they put out is their property, see?
Well, Megyn Kelly's first interview as a NBC person was of Vladimir Putin, and Vladimir Putin made mincemeat of Megyn Kelly. He just... he just shredded Megyn Kelly. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know what her thinking is. But her second pick as somebody she wanted to interview. I mean, she's obviously, a showboat, as Trump called Comey. She's also a showboat. So her second pick after Vladimir Putin that didn't work out well for her is Alex Jones. I don't know whether she's. Maybe Jones will make mincemeat of her also. I don't know. Yep.
At least he's out there talking on NBC. That's the main thing. Just like the Birch Society says, every time they start condemning the Birch Society, their rank increased. He's probably going to increase his own rank.
Yes.
People wonder what he's talking about. Who is this guy, They started hunting Infowars.com, and they got to see what he's got to say. That's good.
Yes, his audience will increase, and of course, a rising tide floats all boats. So if Alex Jones can increase the level of interest in the Patriot alternative media, that will also help Republic Broadcasting. It will help American Renaissance. It will help all of our different websites and activities. It'll help Breitbart. Well, Ken, thank you for helping us. And
thank you. Nice talking to you. I got to eat my dinner. Okay, night-night.
All right. So long. Ken mentions Donald Trump and the tweeting of Donald Trump. And here it is. Let's go to, there's some really great tweeting this weekend from Donald Trump. His most recent tweet, 9 hours ago, I'm just reading the tweets to you. And he now has 32.5 million followers on this particular Twitter account, but he has said, I have a total of 100 million social media followers. So that's amazing that when Donald Trump, I don't know what he works on, maybe a cell phone or a tablet, and he punches in words such as I am just about to read, and then when he hits send, I guess it goes to 100 million people. Wow. His latest tweet, the new Rasmussen poll, one of the most accurate in the 2016 election, just out with a Trump 50% approval rating. That's higher than Obama's numbers! Very nice. So Donald Trump is being his own publicist right there, countering the left-wing media, the get Trump media's constant harangue that Donald Trump is not popular. His previous tweet, and then we'll go to some polls in just a moment. I'm going to go to those polls about European attitudes. towards getting out of the EU. Donald Trump, 9 hours ago, massive regulation cuts. He's talking about his achievements. 36 new legislative bills signed by himself. Great new Supreme Court Justice, of course, Neil Gorsuch, and infrastructure, health care, and tax cut in the works. Then the previous tweet, the Make America Great Again agenda is doing very well, despite the distraction of the witch hunt. Many new jobs, high business enthusiasm, and then the list that we just concluded. We've got a short break here. We'll take your calls, get to more news right after. Stay tuned.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Nutramedicals Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning in. We're just about done with the first hour here of our three-hour extravaganza that's held every Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is the American Freedom Party Report, and it is all about freedom, what Donald Trump did in Miami on Friday. Here's how Mike Pence described it. He got it right. of course, the media underreported, misreported, and non-reported this event. They made it into a non-event, putting it into the memory hole. But here's what Mike Pence correctly said about this event, as he's in front of his Cuban Americans, jubilant Cuban Americans, and he's in the process of introducing the next speaker, Donald Trump.
Hello, Miami! What a great day. Governor Scott, Senator Rubio, Congressman Diaz-Balart, Congressman Curbelo, Secretary Acosta, Secretary Perdue, Secretary Ross, distinguished members of the Cuban American community, honored guests, my fellow Americans, welcome to history.
There he goes. He's got it. This is history. Standing ovation for that. You got it right. This stuff doesn't get reported.
Welcome to a historic day. A day when America will renew our commitment to the ideal of freedom in this hemisphere. A day when the world will witness America once again, standing in solidarity with the people of Cuba, thanks to the strong and unwavering leadership of President Donald Trump.
And, you know, folks, this is actually unprecedented. Since that failed Bay of Pigs invasion, has any American president stood with the people of Cuba? I have to rack my brain to see what President Reagan did vis-a-vis Cuba. But I don't recall any American president doing anything particularly strong for the people of Cuba until Friday, when Donald Trump stood up for the people of Cuba and stood against their communist oppressors.
It is the greatest privilege of my life to serve as Vice President to President Donald Trump. A man of his word, a man of action, and a president who stands without apology as leader of the free world.
Another standing ovation.
Since the hour of our nation's birth, the United States has stood for the proposition that all are created equal, that we're endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
We'll be right back, going into our second hour. Good chance for you to call. Stay tuned.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.